Welcome to another exciting episode of the Podcast Empire. Today here, we have an unstoppable guest joining us, Maria Bozio-Mackey, an author who has unlocked the secrets to leaving an incredible legacy through overcoming adversity. Her remarkable insights and experiences have touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to rise up above challenges and make their mark on the world. So get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we delve into the wisdom and resilience of our next incredible guest, one of 25 authors behind the Unstoppable book series produced by Elsa Morgan. Number one in the series is an Amazon number one bestseller, and Maria is part of number two. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be inspired as we explore the power of perseverance and the legacy we can all create. So let's begin this unstoppable conversation with Maria Bozio-Mackey. Welcome to the Podcast Empire. I'm really intrigued, Maria, because what inspired you to write a chapter about overcoming adversity and leaving a legacy?
Well, my father has always instilled it to me to, be the best that I can be, and always just leave a great legacy. And plus my son, who was not supposed to live, is here. And so I'm a part of it.
And isn't it great that we're able to pass our wisdom down to our children? You know, your son's here. He can see his mum achieving unstoppable things. And that is a great legacy to leave. Now, unstoppable means so many different things to so many different people. Maria, what does unstoppable really personally mean to you?
Unstoppable means that you just keep going no matter people tell you cannot do it. You just know in your heart that it is meant for you to do as part of God's plan, and you just keep going. You don't stop. Even though it's hard, you want to give up, but you can't give up. You keep going, and to us, to be unbeatable, to be unstoppable.
What makes you not want to give up? Is there something at your core that just drives you to keep going?
Yeah, I think it's my, there's something in me, but my father told me that you just got to keep going no matter what.
Yeah. So. And everything falls back to our values and our beliefs. So obviously your father was such an influence over your life and has instilled this value and belief system in you where you just have to keep going and not stay down for too long. That's absolutely beautiful. Now, just a sneak peek into your chapter. What was the chapter title of your chapter inside the Unstoppable book?
It was titled Miracles Do Happen. Because when my son was born, he was on a life support for 9 days. They didn't think he was going to make it. So I just knew in my heart that God had a plan, and here he is 30 years later. So,
how wonderful. You must have felt so much fear and you know, I can't even imagine what you'd be feeling for those 9 days. You know, can you talk and share just a little bit about that?
Sure. They gave me a room at the hospital after they took him off life support. They didn't think he was going to live through the night. So this morning the nurse came in and said, what time did he die? And they said he didn't. And then 10 days later, he was out of the hospital. I just knew in my heart that he was supposed to live. And all my family thought I was crazy. They thought, you don't hear the doctors, his chances are 1 in 1 billion is what the doctors told him. If he was to live, he would never walk, he would never talk, he would never recognize his mother. And here he is doing so much.
Couldn't even imagine.
A miracle.
Yeah, a miracle baby for sure. I couldn't even imagine as a mother, you know, just being able to last the night with all that fear and whatever was racing through your mind. Can you share maybe some specific strategies or a technique that you discuss in the book for overcoming adversity to leave a legacy? A little sneak peek into your chapter, perhaps.
Sure. I always believe that you have a lot of gratitude. I always thank God for everything every day. And also affirmations are really big for me. I always do a lot of affirmations.
What would be an affirmation that you would normally say on a daily basis? Could you share that with us?
I am enough.
Yep.
That's a big one. I have it on my vision board. I am enough. I am strong. I am beautiful. I deserve so much. I'm meant for more. You know, you just got to keep going after everything I've been through. And as a single mother too, yeah, it wasn't easy.
Absolutely. And when you say your affirmations, is it in a mirror? Is it out loud? It's when you're driving in the car? Is there a specific state or energy that you create when you're saying your affirmations as well?
Sometimes I look in the mirror. Sometimes I just say them out loud. Yeah.
Yeah, just declaring it to the universe, just opening up that energy. Fantastic. And you're a woman entrepreneur. You're stepping into your power. You're helping other people. Maybe can you share three tips for anyone thinking about starting a business?
Sure. Number one is to have passion. You have to love what you're doing. And then you have to be consistent. You know, treat your business like a business. Your mindset is very important too. You have to keep in your mind that you're meant for more, and just keep it. It's all in your mind that whatever you want, you can achieve and see it all happening to you.
And is personal growth a big factor in the mindset as well?
Yes.
And yes. What and would you use?
If you like to invest in a coach, it's also a good idea too.
Mm. Yeah. And with your mindset, is this something that you have to work on daily as well as part of the personal growth journey?
Yes. Yeah. So it's all in the mind. If it's not in your mind, then it's not going to happen. You know, you have to see it and believe it. I always tell my son, you have to see this and always see it in the future, like it's already happened.
Yep. Yeah. So when we're envisioning it, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what steps do you take maybe on a daily to be able to really know that you're working towards your goal? You see it, you believe it, you're saying your affirmations, you're doing the personal growth, you're creating, you know, an unstoppable entrepreneurial world. When something maybe, if you don't mind me asking, Maria, maybe pulls you down, how do you recover from that? Because you said get up and just keep going. But is there one thing that you say to yourself to be able to see it and believe it, to be able to get up on those not so good days and keep striving forward? Is there one thing that you use?
Wow. I don't know, man. There's so much. One thing, I think.
A belief, a strategy.
Yeah, I do ask God to give me the strength to do what I need to do. Because I also have a 92-year-old mother that I take care of. So, yeah. So I just ask God to give me the strength to do what I have to do.
Yeah, really drawing on your faith. And yes. Your 92-year-old mother is very blessed to have you there as well, Maria. You know, servant heart. You know, thank you very much for joining us on this incredible episode. We hope you found our conversation with this inspiring author of the Unstoppable Book series as captivating as we did. Just get up every day, as Maria says. Just if you see it and believe it, you just keep striving for it. Get your mindset in order, do your personal growth, and grab a coach. Connect with a coach that is paving the way to help you along your way as well. Very valuable words that are shared from Maria. So if you're ready to embark on your own journey of resilience and leave a lasting legacy, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more empowering content. And while you're at it, We'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave a review and share your thoughts on today's episode. To dive even deeper into the world of the Unstoppable book series, be sure to grab your very own copy and immerse yourself in the stories that will ignite your determination and push you beyond your limits. We are going to be sharing in the links below where to grab your copy of the Unstoppable Series 2 book and also connect with Maria to be able to create something unstoppable and stay updated on Maria's latest insights and projects. And remember, it's never too late to start creating your own unstoppable legacy. Thank you once again for joining us, Maria. We can't wait to have all of you back on the next episode with another unstoppable author. We will see you in the pod. Thanks, Maria.